Let's move now from the breaking news to a story closer to home but longer in time, because it's been years since people started talking about the idea of an aerial tram, like an enclosed ski lift line, from the valley floor in Dunsmuir to a nearby mountain. The Horsetail Falls Aerial Tram is the name in use now, and a public meeting to lay out the plan is set for tonight at 6 at the Dunsmuir Library. Let's get an idea of what's envisioned. Cheryl Petty is with the Horsetail Falls Aerial Tram Committee. She's a writer and artist in the Dunsmuir area and our guest on The Exchange. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
So you do have some background in tourism-related amenities. Tell us about some parks and trails you've been involved with.
My first project was the Tondali Park and Trail, which is was a grant that I wrote after the spill, and we built a natural resource park.
We're talking about the railroad spill in the 90s?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So like 20 or 30 years ago, I was involved in that project. I was the project manager and did all the work there. Now it's a very nice park and quiet, passive activities. You can launch your kayak there. You can walk along the river. You can fish. It's a nice little area that used to be kind of a wasted spot.
All right, so we're talking about the Tondali Park and Trail. So the idea for the Horsetail Falls aerial tram, not a completely new idea. I mean, how long ago was it first presented in the Dunsmuir area?
Actually, when I completed working on the Tondali Park, I had this other idea, and a few other people at the time, we thought it was a smart idea to build a tram up to the top of Mount Bradley, but it just wasn't the right time. The community wasn't ready for something like that, but we think that that's changed, and people are looking for that now.
So you might have asked for a better acronym, I guess, but HFAT it is, Horsetail Falls Aerial Trail.
It works better when you read it, I mean, in text.
Right, the whole thing, not just
the
HFAT.
We just call it the tram.
Okay. What is the basic idea here, then? What do you want to do from where to where?
Well, we've had a preliminary site visit by an engineer, and he's helped us see where the what they call the start station might be, somewhat near the Chevron station or the city park in Dunsmuir. I don't know if you've ever been there and know the area, but because it's the steepest approach, excuse me, to the top of the mountain, so only perhaps two stanchions would be required to build the tram from that location. Other locations would be too gradual an ascent and would require numerous stanchions, and then the building cost, of course, goes up.
All right, so when you talk about stanchions, these are the supports for the cables that actually
Correct.
Hold the tram off the ground. And,
yes.
So the fewer of those, the lower
More
your infrastructure
affordable.
Cost. Uh-huh, sure, okay. So where is Horsetail Falls in the middle of all this?
Well, it's a little hard to see. I tried taking a picture of it a couple of days ago. I need a contest to activate the local photographers to go out and try and take a picture of this, because it only flows when we're having a rainstorm. And so even just a couple of days after all of this rain, it's not flowing. So I can see it from my house, from my porch, but it's a lot of people don't even know it's up there.
And
hidden.
It is
it's
on Mount
with tall trees around it.
Mm-hmm. And it's on Mount Bradley?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Mount Bradley drainage, a local confirmed that what I was looking at was actually a waterfall and told me that it was called Horsetail Falls. So perhaps some more locals, old-timers, can come forward and share stories about that.
Cheryl Petty is a writer and artist and part of the Horsetail Falls Aerial Tram Committee. We're talking about the idea of a tram to go from the valley floor at Dunsmuir up to Mount Bradley, passing right near Horsetail Falls. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange. If you have some questions or comments about this, 800-838-3760 to come in by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. It sounds like you've done some traveling in better weather conditions up to the area where the tram would end up if this gets to be done. What's the view like up there?
The view is outstanding. It's 360, you can see all around. Mount Bradley, no one ever knew it was there because a 6,000-foot mountain just doesn't measure up when it's next to Mount Shasta. So only a few people have been up there. Some locals used to be able to get up on the road when it wasn't gated. We had a lot of conversation on Facebook with people remembering things that their first kiss and this type of thing. At the lookout on the top of the mountain, there's a Forest Service lookout up there, but it's not used right now. So you can see Mount Shasta. You can look all the way around to Castle Crags and view it from a vantage point that people don't get to see. When you go by on the freeway and you look up, you go, wow, there's Castle Crags, and in about 2 seconds you've passed it, right, and you can't see it any longer. So there's hidden treasures in there, and then looking to the west, which no one can see because Mount Bradley's in the way, there's this mountain ridge. It's called Scotty's Camp Ridge, and it looks like the Grand Teton Tongs. It is so beautiful with these black rocks and then the white snow, and you can see waterfalls in there that no one has named, no one has ever seen. So we're hoping to open that vista up for the average person, not for extreme athletes who can hike long distances or this type of thing, super fit, but families or ordinary people driving up I-5 can just pull off and go up. They can look around. Maybe they can get a bite to eat. Maybe they want to walk around an interpretive area and see, you know, learn about the cascades and the eddies and how the strange Castle Crags were formed. You can imagine the type of educational opportunities that would be presented.
A chance for some real ecotourism for people who are not necessarily the kind who are into roughing it.
They don't even know they're being eco-tourists while they're doing it because they'll be in it. And thank you for bringing up that idea, because ecotourism is really what we're all about here, but have never really framed our tourism activities this way. So thanks for mentioning that.
Well, so, you know, obviously there'd be some appeal. I mean, getting up to Mount Bradley without having to do much more than step into the tram car and then step off at the other end would certainly make looking at things like Mount Shasta and Castle Crags easier. Certainly some obstacles along the way, and of the two major ones, I would presume, would be money and approvals. Which one do you see as the tougher one?
You know, when I was younger, things seemed so much harder. From my point of view today, I see these as all solvable problems. I'm looking forward to raising the money. Maybe it will cost $35 million to build, but there are mechanisms for raising that kind of money, corporations and shares of stock. That's how the ski park was built.
Mm-hmm.
Raising this initial chunk of money for the feasibility study, there's situations in place where you can go to the state of California and apply for a CDBG technical and planning grant. Those kind of monies are there for this type of thing. You just have to work with your local officials. They have to get their paperwork approved, voted on, and attached to the application and sent in. So I'm very optimistic that this year we will obtain $80,000 for the feasibility study in this way. So the feasibility study will not only cover the best route to take, but also all of the technical aspects of what size the cars should be based on how many people they think are going to ride. That's the big question everyone wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
How many people a day will ride the tram? So we have to contract with mountain resort planners and people like this who are experts in this type of thing to extrapolate the figures from the data that's available. You know, Caltrans has what they call census figures, number of cars passing, you know, each little on-ramp and off-ramp in Dunsmuir. But those numbers need to be interpreted by people who know what they're looking at.
Cheryl Petty's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's with the Horsetail Falls Aerial Tram Committee. There's a meeting tonight at 6 at the Dunsmuir Library to talk about the possibility for a tram from Dunsmuir up to Mount Bradley. You can join the conversation in the few minutes we have left here on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Who owns the land on the upper end, on the Mount Bradley?
That's a good question. The Mount Bradley is almost all owned by Roseburg Forest Products.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been an important supporter of this project. Even back 20 years ago, they were for this. Since the recession, the idea makes even more sense to diversify for them, diversify away from being 100% dependent on cutting trees.
So would they sell the land or lease it?
It's probably going to be a lease arrangement.
Mm-hmm. And then, one of the major issues I would think that would be an obstacle here is you got a wilderness area on Mount Shasta and another one across the valley by Castle Crags. And I wonder if you've explored whether those wilderness designations might just initially give the project a cramp.
You know, no one has mentioned it. I've talked to the ranger, the head ranger, Stacy Smith, at the Forest Service in Mount Shasta and a number of people at the Pacific Crest Trail Association. No one has raised that issue because we will not be on federal land.
Mm-hmm. No place that you'll be on federal land.
No place will we be on federal land. Once people get up there, there's rudimentary trails leading from Mount Bradley to other places, but there's no actual formal completed trails at this time. So that would be, you know, for later development and negotiation, presumably.
So, Cheryl, you talked about the feasibility study that you want to get $80,000 for this year. Is that the feasibility of doing the tram or the feasibility of people using it or both?
Everything.
Really? Okay.
There's a lot of unanswered questions. People have a lot of reasonable questions about, you know, how it would work, why it would work, and pay for itself and the rest of it. These are very good things to know. The study hopefully will answer these questions and allow us to take the next step, which would be permitting, land acquisition, working up to the construction phase, and completion.
So is the meeting tonight to gather support, to just put some information out there to the community, some combination of those?
Well, it's our first public meeting. People have questions. They want to know, where is it going to be? That's a real popular one. So we'll be able to talk to the people who live right here and know the area and hopefully satisfy their curiosity about the project.
So if this did come up once before, what made it lie fallow for all these years? Why has the aerial tram idea for Dunsmuir not been around until now again?
I got busy doing something else. I don't know why other people didn't pick it up, but maybe because it was my idea, I don't know. But I had my own business, the Window Box Nursery in Dunsmuir. I ran that very successfully for about 20 years, and then I recently sold it and did some traveling. I got a job in Beijing at Tsinghua University. I was there for a year. I was doing other things.
So
when I settled back down in Dunsmuir recently, I was looking around for a good project, and that idea just came back.
Have you talked much with city leaders,
yes,
council members, anything? What do they think?
I would say that everyone is cautiously supporting it. You know, we have those unanswered questions, you know. So, but based on the concept, if you can accept the concept, the idea sounds good. The city council people that I have talked to all have expressed support. We're having a committee meeting next week. It's called the Dunsmuir City Economic Development and Tourism Committee. And at that meeting, they will be adopting a memorandum of understanding and then passing it up to the full council so that next month, at one of their regular council meetings, it will be hopefully voted on and accepted.
All right, lots more discussion to come then. And we're talking about the Horsetail Falls Aerial Tram. Cheryl Petty is one of the major movers on the Horsetail Falls Aerial Tram Committee, the idea being a tram from Dunsmuir up to Mount Bradley. So we'll be talking about this more. The meeting again tonight, 6 o'clock at the Dunsmuir Public Library. Cheryl, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
All right, take it easy.